KJAN Sports.
It is time for that look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Let's take a look at high school sports last night. A girls' high school basketball game heard here on KJAN. It was Cam forcing Essex into 26 turnovers, and most of those turned into points in a 72-12 win last night by the Cougars in Oneida. Cam raced out to a 19-3 lead by the end of the first quarter and outscored Essex 23-5 in the second quarter. Paige McAfee had a big night for Cam with 20 points as she got a lot of easy baskets off of turnovers on the press. Also a big line for Madison Gettler last night with 15 points, 9 rebounds, 7 steals, and 7 assists. Cam goes to 4-1 now on the season. In other girls' basketball action last night from the Rolling Valley, Coon Rapids Bayard fell to ADM 62-23. In the Hawkeye 10, St. Albert beat Clarinda 69-27. It was Kemper Catholic over Bishop Heelan Catholic 81-68. Also in the Pride of Iowa Conference, Clark beat Bedford 60-16. In boys basketball last night, the Cam Cougars also a winner in a game heard here on KJAN. 62-20 at home over Essex last night. Cougars had an active defense, and they used a quick transition game, leading to a number of layups as they jumped out to a 27-5 lead at the end of the quarter and 45-13 by halftime. Thomas Hensley and Deshaun Carr both had 14 points for Cam in that victory as they improved to 3-1 with that win last night. Also in boys basketball last night from the Western Iowa Conference, Tri-Center beat Clarinda Academy 81-48. Pride of Iowa saw Bedford beat Clark 85-70 last night. Well, the most recent Associated Press boys basketball rankings, the first of the season, are out, the boys high school rankings. In 4A, Iowa City West is top rated with Johnston and Sioux City East tied for second. Des Moines North and Waukee round out the top five in the big school poll. In Class 3A, Cedar Rapids Xavier is top-rated with Norwalk number two. Glenwood comes in at number three in the poll. Bishop Heelan Catholic and Oskaloosa round out the top five. Harlan is in at number seven in the opening poll of the year. Class 2A, Sioux Center is ranked number one, right ahead of Van Meter. Western Christian, Sheldon, and Applington Parkersburg round out the top five. Kemper Catholic is tied with Dyke New Hartford for ninth in the opening poll of the season. Also in Class 1A, North Lynn is top-rated. Grandview Christian second, followed by St. Mary's of Remsen. St. Albert is number four, and George Little Rock is ranked five in the opening poll of the year. Well, Jordan Murphy posted his 12th straight double-double to start the season with 24 points and 18 rebounds as Minnesota held off Drake 68-67 last night. Amir Coffey added 16 points all in the second half, and Nate Mason scored 12 for Minnesota. Bulldogs had some big nights as well as Ore Oregunde that led the Bulldogs with 15 points. Graham Woodward added 15, and McMurray had 12 points last night. As Minnesota improves to 9-3 with a win, the Bulldogs fall to 5-5 with that loss last night. Villanova is the new number one in the Associated Press Top 25, while Arizona State made a big leap after a tumultuous week in which half of the top 10 lost. The Villanova Wildcats were fourth, but earned 41 of 65 first-place votes to hop over Michigan State, which earned 19 first-place votes to climb from third to second. They were the favorites to take over the top following unanimous number one Duke's weekend loss at Boston College. Wichita State climbed three spots to number three, followed by Duke and Arizona State. The Sun Devils jumped 11 spots and earned the other five first-place votes after winning at then-number two Kansas to extend their best start since the 1974-75 season. The Jayhawks fell to number 13 after a couple of losses. Unbeaten Miami climbed four spots to number six, followed by North Carolina, Kentucky, Texas A&M, and Xavier, rounding out this week's top 10. Well, the Iowa State women's basketball program is mourning the loss of former Cyclone standout Monica Holman-Zaruba. Zaruba lived in Cedar Rapids and died Sunday after a short illness. Iowa State coach Bill Fennelly.
Those things aren't supposed to happen. You're not supposed to lose your players as a coach before you go. And Mo was the first recruit that we signed here and took a chance on us when really no one else was ready to do that.
She led Iowa State to an appearance in the Elite Eight in 1999 after a stunning upset over top-seeded UConn in the NCAA tournament.
We all know the shots that she hit against Connecticut that most of us, a lot of people say is maybe the biggest shot in the history of the program, at least in my time here. And it's just numbing. It's just a really bad day.
Tough loss for the Iowa State women's basketball program. Iowa may be having some trouble selling tickets to the Pinstripe Bowl, but senior running back Akram Wadley needs as many as he can get his hands on. The native of Newark, New Jersey, will be heading home when the Hawkeyes play Boston College in Yankee Stadium.
I'm banking on, like, all my family being there. I'm banking on, like, my coaches, you know, my high school coaches being there, because I know they're going to be out there to support me. And I'm just about 20, 30 minutes away from home. So, you know, this is probably the closest I ever played other than a Rutgers game.
Wadley knew as bowl selection day approached that the Pinstripe was a possibility.
It didn't matter, man. I knew we were either going to be in Nashville or we were going to be in New York. I knew, like, either way, I would have been happy. You know, I'm in a really good mood if we had been played in Nashville. You know, it's warmer out there than New York. But, you know, I get a chance to go back home and play this last game in front of, like, all my family.
Well, one of the reasons tickets might be selling a little bit slowly is money. Hawkeye and Cyclone football fans who plan to cheer on their teams in bowl games this month will spend many hundreds of dollars for airfare, lodging, and tickets, with Iowa fans shelling out the most. Travel agent Janine Tornatore says game tickets will run $63 minimum to see the University of Iowa play Boston College in the Pinstripe Bowl in New York's Yankee Stadium on December 27th.
Not bad compared to a lot of the other bowl games. I mean, if you compare this to some of the huge bowl games that place, you know, like the Cotton Bowl is $145. In median ticket prices to the Sugar Bowl are $375. So think of it that way and you're getting a bargain.
It's a long drive to New York, but it's also an expensive flight. She ran numbers to fly from Des Moines to New York, leaving December 26th and returning on the 29th.
Nonstop out of Des Moines to New York City was $838. One-stop flights out of Des Moines were a little bit cheaper, $636. Now, if you happen to live somewhere in Iowa that may be the same distance to get to Chicago, that's going to be your best bet. Nonstop flights from Chicago to New York were just $304. So that's definitely the way to go.
And as you'd expect, hotel rooms in the Big Apple, they don't come cheap.
They're a little bit pricey. It's the week of Christmas, also with these big games. Four-star hotels in the city starting at around $250. Three-star hotels from $165. So nothing crazy. I've seen them a lot higher in New York with different events going on, but this is about the average that you would pay any time of year when you would be staying in New York City.
Iowa State University heads to Memphis, Tennessee to play Memphis in the Liberty Bowl December 30th. Tornatore says Cyclone fans will have to pay more for game tickets, but they can likely find cheaper hotel rooms in Memphis than Hawk fans can in New York.
Game tickets starting at $85. So they're actually a little bit pricier than what folks going to the Pinstripe Bowl will be paying. Now, flights, I looked out of Des Moines for these flights. One-stop flights, $698. And flights out of Chicago, around $300.
While Iowa fans will be paying big bucks to stay overnight in New York, ISU fans will be able to find much cheaper places to stay during their bowl game.
Hotels in Memphis are definitely where you're going to be able to save. Three-star hotel properties from $127. Plenty of options, plenty of availability. Four-star hotels coming in just under $200. So Memphis is definitely a little bit more of a bargain when it comes to your lodging option.
Iowa State was allotted 15,000 tickets for the game, and they've all been sold. But Tornatore says reputable secondary market ticket outlets still have plenty of Liberty Bowl tickets available. In the NFL last night, Tom Brady was intercepted twice by Xavien Howard and was held without a third down conversion Monday night as the Miami Dolphins snapped the New England Patriots' eight-game winning streak with a surprising 27-20 victory. The Dolphins were 11-point underdogs at home, but they kept the Patriots from clinching their ninth consecutive AFC East title, at least for another week. Brady went 24 for 43 for 233 yards and a touchdown. Miami sacked him twice and hit him five times and held the Patriots to 25 yards rushing. New England was 0 for 11 on third down. The Dolphins' Jay Cutler threw for 263 yards and three touchdowns, including two to Jarvis Landry. Kenyon Drake had 114 yards rushing and 79 more receiving. The Dolphins wore the uniforms from their perfect 1972 season and looked the part. For the first time in four primetime appearances this season, they rose to the occasion. Also in NFL news, the Philadelphia Eagles will have to compete the rest of the season and in the playoffs without their quarterback, Carson Wentz. Coach Doug Peterson confirmed Monday that the star quarterback has a torn left ACL. Wentz is a favorite for the NFL MVP race. He had an MRI on Monday that confirmed the severity of the injury. Wentz was hurt late in the third quarter at Los Angeles on Sunday. Backup Nick Foles rallied the Eagles to a win that secured the NFC East title and put them in first place in the conference with three games left. The Eagles have overcome several key injuries and now have to move forward without their most indispensable player. Nine-time Pro Bowl left tackle Jason Peters, return specialist, running back Darren Sproles, star linebacker Jordan Hicks, and special teams captain Chris Maragos already went down for the season. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.